Every Tuesday, clients at United Rehabilitation Services of Greater Dayton gather together and prepare for an excursion in sound. On this day, they're heading out to the jungles of Africa.
Strap on your seatbelt and enjoy the African safari.
URS offers programs meant to enhance the physical, social, and emotional needs of children, adults, and seniors with developmental or acquired disabilities. The adults participating in today's drum circle offer a glimpse into the variety of clients the organization serves. Several who have been given instruments to play are getting help from their neighbors in the circle. Randy holds a baton while his neighbor holds the drum for him.
So, Randy has something a little different. He has a drum pad. So let's hear. It kind of sounds like someone's knocking at the door, right?
Yeah.
Yep, so do it again.
Smiles light their faces as the drumming exercise continues.
It's very therapeutic. The clients are learning a sense of purpose. It alleviates tension. It helps our clients to relax, to experience music in a different way.
Vivian O'Connell is the development director for URS.
The program is through Health Rhythms in Cincinnati. It was developed by a neurologist named Dr. Barry Bittman. And we've had three staff actually trained in this program. We're also doing intergenerational activities with the preschoolers and some of our seniors in our center. So it's a really innovative program that no one else locally is offering to kids and adults with disabilities.
Back in the drum circle, Brandy Battle continues to guide the clients through the Healthy Rhythms exercise. The program Dr. Bittman has developed stems from the philosophy that within a healthcare organization's relationship with its clients, nothing is more powerful than the patient experience. Battle says her clients feel that power.
They love it. They get so excited. They ask me about it every day. They know that the class is on Tuesdays, but every day they'll stop me. Are you going to have the class on Tuesday? Yes, I am. So they look forward to it.
You had 2 days of training, I believe, in Cincinnati.
Yes.
And tell us what it was like to go through this training with other organizations like yours.
It was awesome. It was great meeting other people and getting their ideas and how they would facilitate their training and you know, their agencies. It was good being with other adults that like to play the drums. And then when we did like the guided imagery piece, we were pretending that we were in a rainforest and then having all the musical instruments. And then some of the people would come in, they would sing and act like they were like in a tribe in the jungle. And it was just so exciting to have that type of training with all those people.
Tell us about the 10-step protocol.
So the first step is introducing the program. You sit with the individuals, tell them the benefits of the program, what they'll be doing today. The wellness piece, which is steps 2 and 9, where we closed our eyes and imagine that we were in a rainforest or at the zoo. Step 3 is called breaking the ice, where we use the little lemon shakers. Let's see, step 4, the ABCs of drumming, that's where they go around and they play their drum. You can get the different sounds of the drums. Rhythmic naming is where you play your name on the drum, or it could be the name of your favorite movie. So the entrainment building, that's where the person who leads the drum, they'll play a beat, and then they'll switch it up and then see if everyone can catch the rhythm. So inspirational beats is where we did something that inspired us. Today we talked about our favorite drink. Last week it was our favorite ice cream, so you can switch it up. And then the finale, step 10, that's where you go around and you ask, how do you feel? Do you feel happy? How did it help your mood? So
the Healthy Rhythms program at URS is supported by grants from the Dayton Foundation and other local funding. Vivian O'Connell says URS is always looking for ways to bring in new programming.
This year we funded an art enrichment program that involves performing, visual, and all the different arts. We're bringing in the Muse Machine, Dayton Performing Arts Alliance. We're working through Art Connect. We have music therapy through University of Dayton, so we're trying to bring more opportunities to the center for the clients that we serve. On a daily basis, we'll have 300 to 400 kids and adults that we're serving in our center, and we're, you know, always looking for new opportunities to provide engaging programming for them.
If the philosophy that the Healthy Rhythms program operates under, that nothing for a healthcare organization is more powerful than the patient experience, then the program is a success, according to URS clients like Tom and Tina.
I really like it.
You're going to come back and bang some more drums next week?
Yes.
And how did you like the drum
circle? I just like the drum circle, so I might do it again next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's great. You couldn't wait to bang the drum, right?
Right, I can't wait.
For WYSO Weekend on WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.